Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. 2 Corinthians 5, 20. Let's read from verse 19. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead be ye reconciled to God, for He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself. And that word reconciling means there was a problem. There was a conflict. There was a disagreement. There was some enmity there. Somebody didn't get along with somebody else. That's why they needed to be reconciled. They were enemies. And so, in order for them to get along, they had to be reconciled. Some things had to be made right. And that is exactly the problem. God has a problem with the world. And the world has a problem with God. People are not on God's side. And God is not on people's side when they teach unrighteousness. God has set His face against them that do evil. He made it clear He will resist them. He will fight them. He will someday judge them and condemn them. This is because God loves righteousness. God is righteous and He loves righteousness. He's also the victim of your sins. He's the primary victim of your sins. The things you decide to do that are wrong, they offend God. And God first. And God mostly. And there are many other victims to your sins perhaps, but none like God. None that can say they've never done anything wrong to you. You notice in most conflicts, whether they're between neighbors, or husband and wife, or dad and son, or two nations, in most conflicts, there's wrong on both sides. In most conflicts, you'll find that things start out small and gradually get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until both sides have done each other so many wrongs that it's impossible to set it right, even to figure out who was wrong first. It's difficult. I'm sure you've had arguments with your neighbors. You know, you ever watch these shows on television about these people arguing in court? And you know, some of the nonsense that goes on? How in the world? What is going on? Somebody parked in front of your place and so you rammed them with your car or who knows what. And then the judge is sitting there trying to figure out, well, now wait a minute, what's going on? Who did this first and who did that? Well, the truth is, they both did wrong. They both did a whole lot of things wrong. Most marriages have problems and both people are at fault. Now, if you listen to just one side, you'll think that other one's just really the wrong one. Then you go listen to the other one and you think, whoa, that other one's really the wrong one. Truth is, they're both wrong. You both did all kinds of horrible things. You know, we all tend to have these fights, these disagreements, and we nearly all do something wrong in those things. Almost every argument, you can be pointed out your blame. You know, what you really ought to do is just say, I'm sorry for what I did wrong. Just repent of what you did wrong. And the truth is, if you would avoid doing the things you do wrong, there would be no argument. Things would be fixed already. Just like what Trini said this morning, suffer wrong. Put up with a little bit and find out just how far that peace will go. But let me tell you something, in this fight, it's a little different. In this argument that we have, in this conflict that we have between God and men, God has done no wrong. God has actually been right the entire time. And He's done everything right, and He's never responded wrong. He's never overstepped. He's never done something foolish or exaggerated. He's always been absolutely right in every step of the way. Men are at fault. The thoughts that go through your mind are evil thoughts. If they make it out like God has some responsibility for this problem that we have. Because it's not God's fault. He is entirely right. You stop and think about it, He is the Creator. He could do absolutely anything He wants to do and not be wrong. So just by nature, He can't be wrong. He can't be wrong because everything's His. You are His. He can do with you what He pleases. But then how beautiful He's done the creation and how much He's done in your favor and how clearly everything has been set up to bless you and to help you. Just the taste that you taste every day makes you ought to know God is good. Just the beautiful colors that you see every day tells you every day God is good and He's been good to you. The life that He's given you. So many wonderful blessings that you see every single day. How in the world can you say He did anything wrong to you? He gave you everything you have. He didn't do you wrong. And yet then every evil imagination that you have, every evil thought, every lie, every meanness, every maliciousness, every time you've deceived, everything you've done has been to wrong Him. You've done Him wrong. He's the victim. He is the one that has suffered for your decisions. We find that men are unthankful, unworshipful, lazy, drunkards, fornicators, homosexuals. Incredible how low they've gone. Incredible how far down this world has sunk. Almost unbelievable. unimaginable how wicked people can be. And they're all around us. I was over there at the thrift store the other day. Yeah, I buy my clothes at the thrift store. It's amazing that I can buy my clothes at the thrift store and still outshine all of y'all. We are really a low-class bunch when you can buy your clothes at the thrift store and still be brighter than everybody. Over at the thrift store the other day, and this old guy was there and had his hand full of women's underwear. What's wrong with people? I mean, people are sick. The world has gone so far away from God and has done so many horrible, evil things and such destruction and misery they've caused. It's amazing, it is truly amazing that this conflict in any way can be considered a normal conflict. Men are absolutely